Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Battling Mother. Today I wanted to talk to you guys about Tyler and what we are going to do for preschool. So, my whole life was not aware that preschool cost money. I thought it was the same thing, you just register them for preschool and then so on and so forth. Within the last year, I've learned that it does in fact cost money. And we've looked around, we found a few preschools, but at the same time, we also just moved. So, we don't totally have the finances to take Tyler to preschool, or not to take, but to enroll her into preschool. And there is a low-income preschool that is totally free. However, we have not been able to find, to get a hold of them. So, with it already being in the middle of September, I've decided to take things into my own hands, and I was sitting down with the kids eating breakfast, and I looked over at Tyler and was like, why don't I do this on my own? Why don't we do it? We'll just homeschool her for preschool only. And so, I dwelled on that idea all day for that day that I was thinking about it. And then when Jeremiah got home, I talked to him about it, and he said that that sounds like a really good idea. And so, yeah, so this is what we are going to do, is we are going to do preschool at home. We are using we have a good amount of like wall space that we can actually put things on the walls now and so on and so forth, and kind of have it like sectioned off that this is the education station. I don't know if we're gonna call it that, but that's just what I'm gonna call it because I kind of like that right now. And I know that I'm talking fast. I took this drink that's like a focus thing, and Steven gave it to me. If you guys don't know who that is, that's my brother. But it was in this car backpack or something, and I asked if I could have it, and it works. So yeah, and I'm also drinking coffee on top of that, so that probably doesn't help, but I need coffee because I'm tired. But yeah, so I've decided that we're not going to do, like, my goal, I want to make sure this is all prepared before we start, that way I don't bail out halfway. I want to stay committed to this. I have to stay committed to this because I was able to find the academic skills I was able to find the academic skills that we need in order, not in order to get her enrolled, but to help the teacher get, like, to help things move along faster. But these are the skills that they would really, 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 really highly recommend and appreciate if your kid, or to know before your kids go into preschool. And these are the, what I'm going to read, I actually got from a blog website. Whoa, they're different readiness. A blog from, I'm scrolling up, it's alwaysautumn.com. And I just went on to this, so I'm assuming she is a mom who is a blogger as well. And I'm also assuming that, oh yes. What does my child need to know before kindergarten? Okay. But anyways, it is alwaysautumn.com is where I got this list. I'm also getting the printout for it as well. And so anyway, you need to get, for kindergarten readiness, they need to recognize and name basic shapes, squares, circles, triangles, and rectangles. Tyler knows all of those. I don't know if she knows what a rectangle is, but at the same time, like, I don't know. So she knows most of those. Recognize and name numbers 0 to 10, even when out of order. She doesn't totally know her numbers, but she's got more interest in her numbers than her letters. They need to count to 20. But they only need to recognize and name 1 through 10. Can count 10 objects, pointing to each one as she counts. Say or sing the alphabet. Tyler does not know that yet. Recognize the letters of the alphabet, both uppercase and lowercase, even out of order. That one is going to be tricky, but I think we can do it. Identify colors in an 8-count crayon pack. Definitely go get an 8-count grand pack, and then like when we go out to eat or whatever, we could do that. Recognize her first name. She is starting to recognize it. Write her first name. Sort items by size, color, or shape. That she can do. Hold a book and turn pages. That she can do. Tell if two words rhyme. That one I'm really, really, really looking forward to. I love rhyming words, and like I can't wait to teach her that. Identify some letter sounds. And so some of them, not all of them, and say her parents' full names and phone numbers, but at least one of the parents' name and phone number. That one's going to be a lot of fun. Also, she already knows our first name. I'm not too concerned about her learning our last names, just because this is a four-person family, and the only people who have the same last name is Jeremiah and Mason. I don't know if you can hear Mason in the background, but he is currently trying to take a nap. But anyway, so this is what we are taking our journey to right now, is to help Tyler get her ready for kindergarten. And we're doing this as a family. So what I mean by that is we have this six pocket folder envelope thingy that hangs on the wall. And it's going to have like Monday's activities, Tuesday's activities, so on and so forth. But then that also leaves one pocket, and I think that one's going to be daddy work. And what I mean by that isn't worksheets for Jeremiah to do. It's more going to be worksheets for Tyler and Jeremiah to do together when he gets home from work, maybe before bed, maybe right when he gets home from work, just like at a good time. And that way they can kind of sit down. Tyler can review what she learned with daddy, and he can be a part of it too, because I feel like that's really, really important if I want her to know that both her parents are supportive in this. And even though I'm going to be the one mostly teaching her, he's there too to help and support her. He's just at work. But yeah, so this is pretty much it. This is all I have for you guys today. This is something that I am really excited about, and I hope really, really works out. It's not really a matter of hoping, like, it kind of really needs to work out because we're not taking her to preschool. But anyway, I will talk to you guys later. Have a good day. Goodbye. Where are we doing your school?
My school. Sorry.
It's okay. Where are we doing your school? Are you going to a school building, or are you doing it here at home?
Here at home.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah.
Are you a little sad you couldn't go to school this year?
I don't want to go to school building.
Oh, what about next year? Next year you get to go to a school building, because that's when you start kindergarten.
I don't want to start kindergarten.
Not yet. You don't start kindergarten yet. We're in preschool.
Yeah.
But I'll ask you if you want to start kindergarten when kindergarten comes, okay?
But when are you going to go out and then come back here?
Who's going to be your teacher?
You.
Yeah. Am I just going to be like your helper more than your teacher?
Yeah, my school building.
Well, maybe. We'll see. But I'm talking about right now.
No. Maybe the school building teacher? I think it's Haley, like you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll see. What are you most excited about, your numbers or your letters? 1, 2, 3, or ABC?
A, B, C, D, Q, R, S, let it go, let it go.
Can you count to 10?
10?
No, you gotta go
1, 2, 3.
I can't hear you. Try again. No, not in the pillow, silly goose.
7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 14,
You know I love you. Do you think that we should go on field trip?
What?
Do you know what a field trip is?
Yeah.
What's a field trip?
Getting fire in marshmallows.
No. That's a bonfire. Oh. Or bonfire, something like that. That's a fire. A field trip.
Field trip.
is when we take an adventure out to go do something for school.
Oh.
Yeah. Which could be the zoo. Could be the aquarium where all the fish are. It could be... It could be a new park.
Like a banana in a scope.
Maybe.
Closer to their house?
Maybe.
Okay, let's go to that park.
Wouldn't that today, Sally Goose? But we don't know yet, but we'll definitely go on some field trip adventures, yeah?
These months or these months?
This much.
One forest, like, with trees.
Trees? The woods? You want to go to the woods? And then where?
And then the park closer to your mom's house.
Ooh, okay, so Juanita Beach.
And then I want really, really ice cream.
You want to go ice cream?
I mean, popsicle, green one.
Oh, we did get popsicles with Nana, huh? Last time we were at the park?
Oh!
Dude, that's impressive. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I want to go there now!
Not today. We're going to stay home today.
Why? Ow!
Sorry.
You pulled my hair.
I'm sorry. I was trying to brush it.
Watch. Watch.
Okay.
Watch.
Hold on. We got to say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, podcast.
Goodbye, podcast.
Push the red button.